Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, August 8th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's what's making headlines. More news from the WWDC. Analysts are anticipating solid sales for Apple's new Mac Pro. And hasta la vista, Vista. Apple revealed Time Machine, which is a new autosave feature that makes backup easy and effective for Mac users by automatically backing up everything on the Mac to an external hard drive or Mac OS X server. For those of you who have ever lost a file, the Time Machine can search back using the intuitive time-based visual display to find and then instantly restore the file in just one click. It can restore anything from a single file or photo to everything on the Mac. The Time Machine will be available within the next generation of Apple's macOS 10.5. Apple has announced its membership in the Calendaring and Scheduling Consortium, as well as an open-source implementation of Apple's Calendaring Server. According to Mac Minute, Apple will serve as host for the 7th roundtable of the Calendaring and Scheduling Consortium, together with a CalConnect interoperability test event on September 26th to the 29th of this year in San Francisco. The executive director of the consortium said Apple's release of its new iCal calendaring server to the open source community demonstrates a solid commitment to open standards and to interoperable calendaring and scheduling, which are keystones to CalConnect's mission. Apple is committed to open source development. According to Mac Minute, in a posting to the Apple's mailing list, open source product manager and Apple confirmed the company's commitment by saying, "As of today, we are posting buildable kernel sources for Intel-based Macs, alongside the usual PowerPC and other Intel sources, starting with macOS 10, 10.4.7. Apple has also launched the macOS Forge. This is a new community site hosted by Apple, and it is being created to support WebKit and other open-source projects focused on macOS 10, especially those looking to transition from OpenDarwin.org. If you aren't one of the lucky ones to be at the Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco, like me, you can still see what all the fuss is about. Apple has made a QuickTime video of Steve Jobs' WWDC keynote address available. The video includes Apple's WWDC kickoff as well as the keynote preview of macOS 10 Leopard. You can see the video on demand event at MacMinute.com or on Apple's site at Apple.com. During Apple's first public preview of its next macOS 10 operating system on Monday at the WWDC, it was made clear that the company's transition to Intel microprocessors was complete. But that wasn't all that was discussed. Microsoft's Windows Vista was also a topic of choice. Actually, Microsoft's Vista was a topic to be attacked. Macworld UK said that Apple executives called Vista an imitation of the existing macOS 10 Tiger and said that Leopard will surpass it. Steve Jobs said about Microsoft, "You know our friends up north spend over $5 billion a year on R&D, and yet these days all they seem to do is try to copy Google and Apple." There were also a few illustrations as a series of side-by-side slides were shown to demonstrate the similarities between Apple's existing macOS 10 Tiger and the way Microsoft has designed its web browser, calendar, and other programs in Windows Vista. Meanwhile, in the lobby of San Francisco's Moscone Center, the company hung promotional signs for Leopard that displayed slogans such as "Introducing Vista 2.0. This rivalry has gone on dating back to the early days of the personal computer. Apple still has a small portion over the overall computer market, but it is winning converts by persuading Windows PCs users to make the switch. Mac sales have risen noticeably thanks to iPod, but Apple is looking for Leopard to continue the trend, and the fact that Apple's regularity in releasing new OS X versions contrasts greatly with Microsoft, as Windows Vista has suffered through repeated delays, and Macworld reports that Microsoft executives have acknowledged a chance that the company might not meet the current January retail release schedule. Apple opened the conference with a special video of John Hodgman, the PC character from the company's TV ads, encouraging the independent Mac software developers to take it easy and give Windows a chance to catch up. American technology research analyst Sha Wu discussed Apple's announcements, saying the new Mac Pro is a good value. It compares favorably to Apple's previous price point for PowerPC G5-based quad-core Mac. Mac Observer reported that the analyst is anticipating the product to sell very well in its key markets, including professional film, audio, science, and technical computing, as well as high-end consumers, who have been waiting for a high-end Intel Mac. He said, we estimate this lucrative segment to make up 15 to 20% of its Mac business. The analyst maintained his buy rating on the stock with a 75 price target. Apple shares were selling for $66.55, which was down 98% for the day. Coming up, podcasting. Is it really a threat to satellite radio? We'll discuss that a little bit further when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney, that does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Columbia Records and Apple have reached an agreement and have announced that the new album Modern Times from Bob Dylan will be offered as an exclusive pre-order on iTunes. As of right now, iTunes customers who pre-order Modern Times for $13.99 US will also be offered the opportunity to participate in an exclusive Ticketmaster pre-sale for concert tickets to select dates of Bob Dylan's upcoming fall tour. In addition, Apple has created an exclusive Bob Dylan digital box set entitled The Collection that includes all of Dylan's albums with nearly 800 tracks spanning his career. The Bob Dylan digital box set will cost $199 US and will be available for purchase and download exclusively from iTunes later this month. Griffin Technology has announced TuneFlex for iPod. This is very similar to the TuneFlex for Nano, but the new TuneFlex is for full-size 4G and newer iPods. It has a dock and charger designed for ease of use in automobiles. It grips your iPod into a secure iPod-shaped cradle that can rotate independently to keep the iPod upright and easily readable. TuneFlex also allows the ability to charge the iPod in a vehicle's 12-volt accessory outlet. It has a built-in 1/8-inch line-out audio jack. It comes with its own cassette tape adapter. A free limited edition version of Griffin's iFill software is also included. This will allow users to stream MP3 files from thousands of free internet radio stations directly to your iPod. Tech Restore has begun offering a 160GB SATA upgrade as part of their overnight hard drive upgrade service for laptops that have a serial ATA interface such as the MacBook, MacBook Pro, and newer PC laptop models. The high-speed overnight service includes installation of the new drive into the user's laptop and a data transfer from the old hard drive into the replacement. A duplicate of the user's old hard drive is transferred into a new drive, ready for immediate use when their laptop is returned to them via overnight courier. Nationwide door-to-door pickup service is available for the upgrade, with personal couriers picking up customers' laptops from virtually any location. The upgrade service is priced at $329 US, including the hard drive, installation, and data transfer. Google has become the exclusive provider of search functionality and search advertising to MySpace.com and other News Corp websites. Until now, MySpace.com had used Yahoo's search engine and carried sponsored search ads from Yahoo's network. Macworld UK said the exclusive deal has Google providing general web search, site search, and vertical type searches for MySpace.com, and the majority of sites run by Fox Interactive Media, which is a News Corp online division that entered into the deal with Google. The deal gives Google a new outlet for the ads it sells through its AdSense program. This deal should also help out MySpace.com to increase its advertising revenue, which is considered to be way below its potential. The report notes that now Google must make revenue-sharing payments totaling at least $90 million to Fox Interactive Media between the beginning of 2007's first quarter and the end of 2010's second quarter. The company said that this deal is the first of many projects Fox Interactive Media plans to enter with Google. Some of the other plans include video and instant messaging. Microsoft's Mac business unit has announced that it will stop development on a universal version of Virtual PC, stating the Mac business unit recognizes that customers continue to need access to Windows applications from their Intel-based Macs and feels confident that alternative solutions offered by Apple and other vendors, combined with a fully packaged retail copy of Windows, will satisfy this need. According to MacNN, the announcement comes as Parallels Desktop offers a full virtualization solution for Intel-based Macs that will allow users to run copies of Windows or other operating systems from within Tiger. Support of Visual Basic scripting of Office for Mac will be discontinued. The company is working to increase support for standard Mac scripting methods such as AppleScript and Automator. Both XM and Sirius Satellite have reported losses this summer, and some believe that podcasting is a threat to the survival of satellite radio providers. According to an article from Podcasting News, Sirius lost $237.8 million for the period compared with a loss of $177.6 million during the second quarter of 2005, while XM Satellite Radio reported a second quarter loss of $231.7 million, up from losses of $148.8 million a year ago. Meanwhile, Apple announced that they have reached a deal with GM, Ford, and Mazda to include iPod integration in 70% of the 2007 cars. Analyst Carl Bayard tracks the satellite radio business, and he said that this is a major negative blow for the entire satellite radio industry. Earlier this year, he noted the iPod was the most worrisome substitute to satellite radio, because he says it offers users better control over music selection. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.